I make toast for breakfast this morning. I really don't feel very hungry. I sit at the kitchen table and try to remember where the hammer and nails are for the entertainment door cupboard. I can't recall. I guess I'll have to ask Derek when he gets home from work. My toast is dry and bits are sticking to my teeth and it's hard to chew. I sip some water, but it doesn't help much. Oh, shit! I see one of those bastards. It looks like Toothy. I grab my pepper shaker and follow him into the living room. I've lost him. Quiet, I think. I need to be quiet to hear where he is. Yes! I hear him scrambling behind the sofa. I push the sofa away from the wall and he runs out, the little bastard. You won't get away from me now, I lunge at him, but miss and land on my elbows on the living room floor. He laughs and runs across my butt and jumps up the stairs towards the bedroom. I pull myself up and head up the stairs. I can see him near at the top. I try to reach for his baggy costume and manage to touch a piece of him. Damn! He wriggles loose. He turns and laughs at me. Come on, you can do it. Catch me. His voice sounds coarse, not at all matching his bucktooth face. You bet I will, I scream back and run the rest of the way up the stairs behind him as he rushes into my bedroom and under my bed. I grab my flashlight from the nightstand and turn it on, bend over and shine its light under and into the darkness. I see him. He's standing there in the opposite corner, motioning me to come closer with his finger. Come on, you can't get any closer than that. I get down on my hands and knees and try to reach him with the flashlight, swinging it back and forth in front of him. Come here where I can reach you, you little prick, I scream. Okay, he says, and takes a step closer. I stretch out my arm further and can almost reach him. I'm going to get him. I'm going to crush his little porcelain skull. I slide onto my stomach and reach even further under the bed. Whack! I got him. He slides out from under the bed, still intact, no broken pieces. Damn. I see him standing near the corner of the bed. He's holding a small rope. He leans back and tugs on the rope, and I see the foot of my bed begin to give. He pulls harder. I try to back out from under the bed, my legs kicking at the air and my arms pushing me backward off the floor, scraping my back against the bed frame. He gives the rope one last tug before the bed comes crashing down upon my upper body, pinning my shoulders and arms under the bed. I try to do a push-up and manage to lift the bed slightly off the floor. I slide a little further out and realize I'm still holding onto the flashlight. I stand it on end and balance it so it holds the bed up just enough for me to squeeze out from underneath. I roll over onto my side while at the same time pulling the flashlight from under the bed, letting the bed crash to the floor. I scan the room for Toothy and his friends. No sign of them. I slowly walk out into the hall, holding the flashlight over my head, ready to smash one of them should they come running past. Nothing. I step on the first step and swing around, ready to see one of them, but no one is there. Two steps. Three. Finally, I reach the bottom, walk over to the sofa, and push it back up against the wall. I walk into the kitchen, open the cupboard door where the frying pans are kept, pull out a cast iron pan. The other pans clatter to the floor. I walk back into the living room, tip the sofa onto its side, and smash the legs off of it. Then I do the same to the love seat. Now they both sit flat on the floor with no room for hiding, just like my bed.